A new Maryland Humanities-supported exhibition from the Jewish Museum of Maryland reflects on the history and impact of Auschwitz, the town, the concentration camps, and the Memorial Museum, as well as its significance to us today. Deborah Carden, Deputy Director of Programs and Development at the Jewish Museum of Maryland, tells us more.
More than 70 years after the end of World War II and the liberation of Auschwitz, its legacy continues to endure. Why does reflecting on the impact of Auschwitz matter today? The Jewish Museum of Maryland's newest exhibit, Remembering Auschwitz, History, Holocaust, Humanity, seeks to connect past, present, and future by bringing together four separate projects for the first time, each of which explores a facet of Holocaust history and commemoration. Together, they shed light on the significance of Auschwitz and ask visitors to contemplate how the events of the past continue to have relevance for us today. With three main camps and more than 40 subcamps, Auschwitz-Birkenau was the largest camp within the Nazi prison system and served as a site where approximately 1.1 million people were murdered, including 1 million Jews. Our exhibit takes visitors through a multidimensional tour of Holocaust history, beginning centuries prior to the Nazi invasion of Poland. A town known as Auschwitz, Life and Death of a Jewish Community from the Museum of Jewish Heritage, a Living Memorial to the Holocaust, reveals 400 years of the vibrant Jewish history of Oświęcim, Poland, the town the Germans called Auschwitz. The exhibit focuses on friendships between Jewish and non-Jewish residents of the town and how the Jewish community flourished for centuries. Construction of the camp known as Auschwitz I began in 1940 in an abandoned Polish military barracks on the outskirts of the town. Architecture of Murder, the Auschwitz-Birkenau blueprints, developed by Yad Vashem and on loan from the American Society for Yad Vashem, explores a darker period in the town's history. The exhibit serves to remind visitors that the camp's construction was carried out by ordinary professionals. The architectural plans on display look like any construction project and don't begin to convey its intent as a tool for mass murder. Today, the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial Museum is visited by millions of people each year. Loss and Beauty, Photographs by Karen Silas, provides a contemporary perspective on the experience of visiting and documenting Auschwitz and other camps today. Silas's beautiful and haunting works consist of layered photographs that seek to honor the lives of those murdered during the Holocaust. The Holocaust Memory Reconstruction Project is an original art installation developed in partnership with the Human Element Project that adds the voices and stories of Maryland's community of Holocaust survivors. The plaques on display feature collages that were created during workshops that we held for Holocaust survivors and their families and highlight incredible stories of survival. We often talk about how we honor what happened in the past so we can prevent such atrocities from happening again. This message is especially relevant now, as in recent months we have witnessed an increase in hate crimes. With this exhibit and more than a dozen related programs, we hope to promote the importance of tolerance and pluralism in today's world as we provide a venue for making connections between past and present.
Remembering Auschwitz is on display at the Jewish Museum of Maryland through May 29th. More information can be found at jewishmuseummd.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.